Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Old Mutual Big Interview. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and in this week's interaction, we chat to the man who brought Baroka to the PSL, Coach Kgoloko Thobejane.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Kgoloko Thobejane, thank you very much for your time and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. Well done for actually breaking SuperSport United's record. They almost broke the PSL record, 19 games unbeaten. You stopped them. How did you feel about the game?
Yeah, after so long time not winning games, it was good for us. We are happy, and I think it is our start now to move away from the relegation zone.
So you were excited about the win. What did you say to the guys? Like, why is it that they were able to beat SuperSport United? They were at times better than SuperSport United. They were pressing. They looked more dangerous at times. So what is it about your team talk that got that best out of the players?
Our team talk was not different from any of our team talk. The simple thing is just to motivate the guys, encourage them, pray, guys, go there, and make sure that you play to make it that you go all out. Football, I'm sure, it's not different. SuperSport Baroka, it's a soccer team. So if you look at SuperSport, you say, these people that have been there playing football. So one thing for sure, we are in a PSL because of football, so there's no difference. If you play anything and you believe in yourself, you tell yourself that I want to make it happen, you will make it. And as Baroka, we know our problem. Our problem was we miss chances. We can play. We have strength to play. We can do whatever with the ball, but coming to that last of converting chances is a problem. So these days we used to, even at training, we do more of finishing. We talk more of finishing anything, because we know going to play again, we are going to play, but we are going to miss chances.
Yeah, and I appreciate that you mentioned finishing as a problem. And I was going to ask that, what are you doing to fix it? Because I noticed that you guys have 16 goals in the PSL and you've played 22 games. And that's a concern, because you've scored the second least. Bloemfontein Celtic scored 13 goals, which is the least number of goals scored. And your team is 16 goals, the second least amount of goals scored. Surely that's a problem, because that means you score less than a goal per game.
Yeah, it's serious problem.
And what did you say to the management when it was January about reinforcing, about getting a recognized, experienced striker in the PSL? Did you push for them to at least buy a player that is at least going to get you maybe 5 to 10 goals? Because even your top goal scorers in the PSL have 4 goals, have 3 goals. Ndivuo Rabuadi has 3 goals. Richard Matloga has 4 goals. You know, so you don't have that scorer that will give you like 10 goals. So did you speak to the management about it in January to say that they must at least give you an experienced striker for the PSL?
Engage them, and that is why now we have new guys. Lempe, we have Matakala, we have Domo, we have Mpokhaswani, Tomando Sangweni. Those are the attackers that we have them from January to say maybe they can come and solve the problem. But of course, now we can see they can. Gasper got a goal, Gunene scored, Matakala scored 2, and Belembe, just that played some few games, some few minutes, but we believe they can make it. They will make it.
Yeah, and now you have 8 games to go in the PSL. Obviously, there's Nedbank Cup. We're going to talk about Nedbank Cup in a moment. You have 8 games left in the PSL, and you are bottom of the log. What is your mindset going into the 8 games? Is there anything special that you guys are doing with the team, with the players? Are you getting them to camp at the same time in order for them to have 100% focus on the remaining 8 games? Is there anything that you're doing differently?
No. To ourselves and the boys, said to them, there's nothing impossible in this world. With 9 games to go, guys, let us just campaign to say we need this 27 points, 3 times 9. We don't want to say, hey, let's go for this one draw, let's go this one, let's have win 4 draw. No, let's go for. We want to win all this, what do you call, 9 games. So we have started with SuperSport, then coming this one now, Free State, Maritzburg. We need all the points. We need all the points, and it's possible.
Mm. So your mentality going into the games, I noticed Free State, Maritzburg and Pirates are going to be your next 3 games in the league. So your mentality is that you want all 3 points for all those games?
Yes, we want all 3 points from all the games.
Do you believe that is realistic though?
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
All right. And tell me about your defense, because it's unfortunately another point of concern is that it's leaking goals and you're conceding a lot of goals at the back. Is that a concern for you? Because in as much as you're not scoring a goal, like you're scoring at less than 1 goal per game, and then you are conceding at more than 1 goal per game. That means if a team manages to score 2 goals, you then are in a likely position to lose games. So what are you doing about your defense?
No, it's working hard. Yes, of course we are conceding, but with the kind of defenders that we have, we believe they are very good. Just that when you play football, sometimes things will happen. If you score, if maybe your defender scored an own goal, that is what happened, and then end of the day, it's up to that defender. And up to us to just to motivate him to say, boy, it happened. And it's not you alone. What happened in football, it's football. And then there are things that we can't run away from. We have to live with it. If you go to a game, you say you don't want to concede. End of the day, they scored you. Then they win the game or you lose the game. We were saying, looking at the chances that we are creating in each and every game, if we are managed to converting those chances, the opponent, if they score 1 or they score 2, will always win the game. But the problem, if you can't convert, the opponent will get only 1 chance. 1 half chance and they will bury it and we lose the game.
We'll continue with the interview in a moment, but first, here's a word from our sponsors. In life, there are promises you just have to keep. In 2015, Old Mutual paid out almost 1 million rand an hour in valid claims. An Old Mutual funeral plan is not just a contract, it's a promise. Do great things. Old Mutual, a licensed financial services provider. And now, back to Coach Hulugo Tobejan. All right, Coach, let's talk about the matches, the remaining games. I understand that there was a situation, the reason why you were back at the beginning of the season, obviously you were the coach, and at some point in January you then became an assistant coach to Jacob Sakala, and the reason why it's been reported that the reason why they no longer coaches is because of assurances that they needed to make for matches to ensure that they win games. Now, for the remaining games that you are in charge of, have you been made to sign anything or to give any assurances that you're going to win the games?
No, we don't have anything. We didn't sign anything now. That was the agreement when we were with Sakala. We have signed that agreement. They didn't sign, so for now, we are just working as normal. They brought in Tamini, working with Tamini. So that is work as usual.
All right, so there isn't a concern that if you lose against Free State Stars, if you lose against Maritzburg United, then you would be fired because you signed?
No.
All right, and how much of a disruption did it cause in the players? The fact that you were the coach and then you were the assistant coach and then the coaches were suspended, did it disrupt the momentum of the team?
Yeah, somehow the situation was like, there was a little bit of confusion to the boys. And to us, it was like, what can we do? The only thing is just to focus, to say, as long as you are still within the team, what is important is just to make sure that what happened maybe doesn't distract or demotivate this boy or discourage them, but just try to motivate them to say, let's work, guys. It's football. It's as usual. It's not Marocco that is doing this thing alone. Get in most of the team of the clubs. So let's live with it and then focus on our game.
And Marocco FC has there's a fairy tale story between Marocco FC and the Nedbank Cup from the days of Coach Silo Tshokwe. You guys being giant killers. Do you think that you progressing in the, you playing Platinum Stars in the Nedbank, do you think that you progressing in the Nedbank Cup is somehow going to disrupt the PSL because you're bottom of the log, you want to focus on that, or do you want to continue with that fairy tale story of wanting to win the Nedbank Cup?
For now, the Nedbank Cup will take it as the game will motivate us. We don't take Nedbank to say we want to win it or we don't want to win it. We are saying to ourselves, guys, let's go there and play our normal football. Go there and play. Because if you go there to say this is not important, a lose in football is a lose. And it somehow it will distract you. If you just lose a game, you go to Platinum, you lose against Platinum. Going to Free State, you go there from a loss. Somewhere, somehow, you can't say, hey, this is nothing. It's a game of, that's why when we go to play a game of football, we always want to win a game. There's nobody who can say, hey, yeah, this one is useless. We want to take this Nedbank as something that if we keep on winning the games on Nedbank, it will give us the momentum to win the games in the PSL. So it will be very important to us.
And how would it make Khuluko Tebejane feel if he and his technical team were to win the Nedbank Cup and get relegated in the same season?
In football, so what can you say? It happened. You win the Nedbank Cup and get relegated. Sometimes it can happen. It can. Because football, you know football.
But how would that make you feel? Like, is it something that has crossed your mind?
If you are relegated and you win Nedbank, You can't say you'll be happy. You can't feel happy because you'll be out of the league to start afresh in the we can't say we'll be happy if we win the Nedbank and get relegated.
All right. Now coach, at the end of the day, you are in a relegation battle, and there are quite a few teams that are around, that are in and around you. You are 4 points from safety. You are 2 points away from the playoffs, and you are 4 points from complete safety from 14th place. Will Baroka FC survive relegation this season? In your opinion, do you think you will survive?
Yeah, we will survive. We are going to survive the relegation. We will move away. We'll move away.
Free State Stars is doing well. They defeated Orlando Pirates recently. Hyden's Park have been collecting points. You also have not lost in 4 games. The teams that are above you are collecting points. So you're still adamant that you would survive?
Yes, we will survive. We're going to play all the teams that are above us. So we collected points from them, and they will drop and we'll move up.
And how did it change from we will win the league? At the beginning of the season, you remember that you were saying you will win the league, to now being bottom of... How would you assess the whole season for you and how it got to that point? You were adamant that definitely you will take the PSL. Now I'm talking to you in April and you are saying we will survive and you are currently 16th place. How did it unfold and how did it get to this point?
Yeah, my brother, if you are given a task to do, to my belief, I can't say I will fail, or I will say I will do it perfectly or excellently with distinction. That is my belief. When we start the season, I'm still saying, when we start the season, even if we go into the, we start the season, I will tell you, I want anything that is there. We want any trophy that is within. If now we are at the bottom of the log. So you are saying, you are asking me, I'm saying we will be safe. We will be safe. We'll move out of the relegation. I can't say we'll be relegated. It means I don't believe, and obviously I'm defeated. I have to go to the battle to say I want to defeat. If I'm defeated, so I will accept that I'm defeated. I'm not one coach who's to complain to say, these people, they were hoping us, these people, 1, 2, 3. I'm not one person for sure. The way I understand football, those will happen in a game, a referee or whatever, it will happen. You can't stop. Even if you can have maybe 7 referees in a game, they will happen. Mistake will always be there. So that's why I'm saying, I believe in myself. I strongly believe. As long as we still have game to play, we'll survive. We will survive.
All right. And last one for from our side. If you are able then to maintain this PSL status for Baroka, what does Coach Holuko Tobejan want going forward? Are you happy with the situation as it is, working together with a co-coach? Do you envision yourself being a coach? What are your ambitions? What do you want for yourself?
To my side, I'm happy to work at Baroka. With anyone, I will work in whatever condition. So it's just that if we maintain the status, I don't know if they are going to make changes, maybe myself out of the team. So.
And if the team goes down, you go down with them?
Yes, of course. I'll go down with them.
All right. Coach Holuko Tobejan, thank you very much for your time and wish you the best of luck in the relegation battle.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And that's all we had for you this week, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in next week for another exciting edition of the Old Mutual Big Interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.